Okie dokie.
All those great shows over at Pride48.com.
Yeah. I mean, there are shows over there. I mean, technically Gayish, the number one gay podcast in the universe, is still part of the Pride 48 network.
But as They're soon over there. As my plan comes together, Adam, because every year at Daylight Saving Times, every year at Daylight Saving Time, that will be.
This is keying on thinking that Fatty has enough listeners to boost us. He talks about us all the time anyway.
I know. That's the joke. That's the joke.
Yeah, I get it. I think all of us, most of us small gay podcasts,
yeah,
have the same 200 listeners.
I feel like there is a are we off YouTube? Can we goodbye?
We are not yet, but we can.
I feel like a good strategy would be to use some of these AI things that go through your transcripts and find clippable moments, and they automatically clip them and format them for TikTok or for YouTube Shorts. So they find 1 minute segments and then go, oh, we can do this, and then they basically handle making the short for you.
We should do that. I have no time though. It's, you know.
But that's the point. It doesn't take it. You have it do it for you.
I mean, to set that up.
Oh. So, I think it's an online account. I literally think you just pay somebody and.
Oh, I see. Fixed income. You know.
What is going on with that? So are you an ex Spit Valve employee?
I will be in a couple of weeks. I haven't turned in my notice yet, but I am doing it for sure.
All right. But you filed for your extension. Did they approve that? Is that?
Yeah. Through March 21st.
Okay.
But the week before that, I'm going to have to submit my notice.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to string them out anymore. I wouldn't feel right about it.
Right.
Because I'm better. I could work now.
That extra 7 days.
I could work now. Well, no, I mean, I feel like that's a good closure. You know, they've approved my extension. Do it till the 21st. My treatment is over.
Yeah.
My weekly ketamine stuff.
Oh, the stories you'll tell.
That's done. Yeah. And I don't think that really helped. It's funny because they were like, oh, both my therapist and the psychiatrist were like, this ketamine therapy is getting great results. I noticed nothing, no difference. And I don't like the trip I don't enjoy the trip, the ketamine trip. I don't like it.
Yeah. And I blame myself because I brought up the ART therapy stuff. And I
still need to get back to.
It's the drive-through situation. It's like I suggested it, and so now it doesn't matter. And I feel bad.
I really am going to reach out. He even helped Taffy get over her fear of driving over.
Yeah, but I don't,
tall bridges.
I wasn't even suggesting that you use him as a therapist.
No, I know.
I was just saying he would know how to find someone that does that in your area. Because apparently it needs to be in person. Like apparently they're not having good results on telemedicine on it.
Oh, I see.
So go ahead.
My first topic.
Your first topic.
Well, because now we have topics.
We have topics. We can't, didn't we push some things off from the show to talk about in the after show? I was like, oh, well, yeah, I wrote it down, but then,
yeah,
you know
you
what?
Wrote
then,
it now.
But then we talked about it on the show. As I'm writing it down, we were talking about it, and I remember thinking at the time, it's like, well, there's not much left to talk about, really. It was the Chinese people were stealing the conditioning, and then I was like, well, why is no one looking at fucking Grok?
Yeah.
The
Chinese people were stealing the training from, they were stealing... They were basically using ChatGPT to train their model, is what you said.
Right. So for after show, you have topics over there, but I have articles. So I have all those four articles there I wanted to talk about in the after show. So go ahead and talk about your first topic.
Are we gonna have bumpers for the after show now as well?
Tony, look at how much production you're getting now, Tony. You're getting
We have Trello topics.
Articles.
He doesn't care. He just wants to hear more of us, which I'm all for.
He's stuck in a fucking car.
Tony, do you want me to just call you on your drive to work and just talk to you? I mean, I could do that.
You know, I'm losing
I don't have anything better to do.
You know, I'm losing my job, and I've been trying to figure out, like, do I want to go get
Are you for sure losing your job?
Yeah, probably. I think at the moment, they're just too incompetent to fire me. But they definitely want to. And I'm like, you know what? Fine. Do it. Fucking fire me. Fire me. At least I can apply for unemployment, whatever. Anyway, this is what I'm trying to decide. You're sidetracked. I'll write it down.
I didn't sidetrack you.
Sidetracking myself.
So you brought up that Ozzy.
I did.
Has an OnlyFans.
Had an OnlyFans.
Has.
I thought he deactivated.
No.
Oh, okay.
And so I was, you know, looking for materials.
Yes.
The other day.
As you do.
And so I was like, you know, I'm going to look up this Ozzy person and see, you know, because Daniel said I don't think he's super hot, but for whatever reason, I was just curious.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'll look, you know, whatever. So I paid for, and I found it, and I paid for 1 month. Daniel, it is just images. And I don't get anything from images. I want video. Yeah. And the images, most of them are hardly pornographic. He does have fully nude ones, but most of them are.
So his OnlyFans before was videos. He took it down.
Okay. Well, it's mostly.
I just read an article the other day. He didn't think that CBS would ask him back, like would have him on Survivor again because of his OnlyFans. And he said, when they first called him, he's like, you are aware of my past, right? And they were like, yeah, we're fine with that. That's not a problem. So,
Well, anyway, no videos, so I was really disappointed.
You could probably find them on Pornhub or something like that, or someplace like that. But yeah, he had several videos.
Then he did this thing where he sends you a DM when you first sign up.
Hey, it's me.
It says, "Hey, if you want this video, I made it especially for you," and then it wants you to pay extra.
Right.
So my dumbass paid extra. And that video was him jacking off, but you barely even see his dick. And it's not a good cum shot. It's just not a good video at all. I was really disappointed by the whole experience.
More or less than a fruit plate?
More or less what?
Cost. Did it cost more or less?
Oh, it was less than a fruit plate. The subscription was $8.99 a month.
Yeah.
And I just did it for 1 month and I immediately cancel it. That's what I do on OnlyFans.
Right. Now, and all
I
the
sign
pictures,
up and I immediately cancel them.
In the pictures, were there any red dots or red spots?
I don't know. I didn't look at all the pictures, but maybe there could have been.
So I'm now going to move to my first topic.
Anyway, the video was $14.99 though.
$14.99. Okay. So but you blew $30 on it.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, it's fine. Yeah. Look, even on a fixed income, it's still income. You still plan it. You still should have fun. You should still live your life. It's like you can't.
Yeah.
You're not going to sit there.
Once I'm quit, it's going to be zero income.
Zero income. But yeah. So I was asking Jimmy today, old Jimmy Nye today. I was like, look, I'm old. And I honestly don't think I'm going to get hired. It's like the tech industry is pretty ageist, and I have a gray beard, and that's a tough one, right? That's a tough one for a lot of places. And I'm like, you know, let's think about some other things that I could do. And so it was interesting. So it suggested is like, well, since you've been doing this, you know, setting up local AI, you know, a local AI in a network, and you've been, you know, sending work off to it, locally, you could theoretically, do consulting for doctor's offices and law offices that need to have, local AI. In other words, like it's a privacy focused AI consulting kind of thing where it's like, hey, you know, you have HIPAA things that you, so you couldn't run through patient data. Like you couldn't give an AI a bunch of patient data because it would be a HIPAA violation. What if I could set you up with a, you know, on system, you know, on-prem AI that doesn't matter, right? There is no HIPAA violation because it's not traveling anywhere. It's acting on it locally. And then you could do, you know, any kind of, you know, reporting or whatever on your local AI for, you know, for that kind of thing. So I was like, you know, that's a pretty good idea. Like I could, you know, I could do that kind of stuff. But I think the thing that's going to get me is insurance. It's like,
well, insurance is expensive.
That's what I'm saying.
If you're not going through a company.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's the thing that's going to get
me.
Can you get on
Zach's insurance?
I can, but even that's going to be like $750 a month.
Really?
Yeah. Because they don't underwrite any of the spouse. So let's say
any company doesn't, or specifically Disney doesn't.
Most companies don't.
Like,
there are some companies that'll pay half the spouse or like a portion of the spouse, but that's rare nowadays.
Because I was thinking it would be cheaper for me to go be on Mark's insurance than it would be for me to just get my own.
It all depends on the company, right? It's like, so I asked Zach today to price it out, just to see what numbers we're talking about. Like the first thing, if they fire me, the first thing that'll happen is I'll have Cobra. So it's like, you know, I have stupid expensive insurance for a month. So I think I need to make my optometrist appointment like next week just to get my glasses for the year before I lose my job. So it's like,
well,
No. I'm going to lose my job one way or the other, Adam. There are two ways that this plays out. And I would be delighted to be wrong. But here's the two ways that this is going to play out. Because we are owned by a venture capital firm, right? So we are not a money-making, well, we are a money-making business. But that money goes back to the VCs, right? It's like, and their whole point is they want to sell us, right? So we need to be attractive for people to sell. So we were given a mandate of, you know, we will give you 2 years of runway for you to incorporate AI into healthcare IT stuff in a meaningful way. You have 2 years to get that done. Otherwise, we're shutting this down. Like you guys, you know, we're not able to sell you, so we're just going to strip you off and sell the assets. And so there was this whole push to, you know, do this project, this AHP thing. And automated health practice. And it's like they did this demo the other day and for the company, and I'm looking, and it's, there's nothing that they're doing that I couldn't do with a $20 a month ChatGPT account. It's like there's nothing being brought that is, you know what I'm saying? It never rises above the level of just the same kind of like putting.
But are you being pragmatic or are you being pessimistic so that when it happens, the sting is less?
I think a little column A, a little column B. Remember, I don't plan on, I mean, I've got 6 years left, like 6 years yeah. until I'm 65. Like that, when I'm 65, I'm retiring, right? So it's like, and I'll start to take Social Security at that point. So I just need to deal with the next 6 years, right? This year I turned 59 and a half, which means that this year in like as of October 1st of this year, I can withdraw from my retirement funds without a penalty, right? So, but I can also do that if they fire me, or if I quit, either one, it doesn't matter. If I become jobless at any point in time after 55, you can withdraw from your 401k with no penalty. So it's like, so if I lose my job tomorrow, I have income. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not ideal. I don't want to take it out of my 401k, but it's like, but I'm not going to starve. I'm not going to lose a house or the, you know what I'm saying? Like I could go on for several years if I had to, you know, that, and I could always get a job at Disney, you know, in the resorts or whatever. And it's like, you know, there's just, you know, I'll be fine. Right. It's like, I'm not going to starve. You know, I have a lot of family around here. I have a lot of, you know, well, I still own half the office. So that even on top of my 401k stuff, I still have real estate that's, you know, a couple hundred thousand that my part of it that, you know, when we sell it, that'll, so it's like, I'm fine. I'm not going to die. But I don't think they're going to make this. I don't think they're going to make this because they are so unaware of what AI can do. You know what I'm saying? Like there's no vision. There's no one here that's looking at what AI is going to be able to do and maybe not necessarily able to do now, right? They're not even having those thoughts of like, well, where is this going? Like what kind of things could we do? You know, just, and I hate to take it back to what I said on the show, but it's even back to the epiphany where you realize at one point in time, you know what? I don't care what the code is. I don't care how the code is written. And that's like this freeing thing that you just drop it off and you're like, okay, great. I don't care. I don't need to look at the fucking code. I don't ever need to look at the fucking code. It's just, if it can do what I want in the way that I want it to, you know, then I don't care. And I think there's a lot of business processes, a lot of things that are like that. I'll give you an example. I know we're going to talk about my this news article, and we're totally not, are we? How did we get on this topic?
Sorry, I muted myself. You were talking about you weren't talking about an article. You were talking about what ChatGPT was telling you that you could do if you get fired.
Oh, Gemini. Yeah. Because we were talking about, you were talking about retirement. Okay. Yeah. Gemini, and I had this conversation on that. Yeah. That's how we got to the point that we got. But yeah, I feel like they don't, they're going to fail or they're going to let me go. I feel like all right. That's what I was going to do. I was going to give you an example. So there's this internal product that they are, internal process that they're moving towards that has to do with approval, project approval or whatever. And so they, I was tasked with writing the software for it. So the internal software for it. So I've been working with these people for a while and, you know, spec wise and, you know, have, showing them like, okay, this is where we're at here and it works this way, right? And we put it out and people are using it in a very MVP kind of a way. But now we're at this point where we have a major update coming where there's a lot of changes to the workflow, a lot of changes and a lot of new features. And so today we were supposed to have a meeting. We did have a meeting where I was supposed to demo it to the owners of this project for them to sign off on it so that I could publish it, right? And then we could, you know, as of next week, have the new software in place. So we get into this meeting. So I was up late last night making sure that all the workflows worked right and like stupid little things. Like I sat there and was like, you know, hey, can you make that button just a little bit smaller and make this, you know, like move this up and, you know, just like tinkering around with it as I was doing the demo. And then I go, oh, I hate that. And then I would ask Codex to fix that. And then, you know, I'd recompile and so it's like, I spent, you know, late last night doing it. I got up early this morning and was still doing it for this noon meeting or whatever. And then the noon meeting hits. They spent the whole meeting bitching about other people and stuff. They never got around to, I was the only item on the agenda. And they just kept talking about these, never circled around to doing this thing because some other minor emergency thing came up. And I'm just like, do you want your software or not? I mean, this is the whole point of this meeting is for you to just approve this. Right. And it's like, I can do it fast. It's like, if you know, if you're busy, whatever, it's like, you know, I don't need a whole half hour. I can demo what I need.
Yeah.
But it's just, yeah, there's no thought to it. No, it's like they're just they're floundering. They're floundering. It's so painful to watch. We use as our primary AI assistant, we use GitHub Copilot. And it, you know what? No. I'm bitching about work and I shouldn't be bitching about work. Anyway, yes, I'm fairly certain that I will be unemployed by the end of this year, or at least unemployed from this company by the end of this year. And the question that I'm wrestling with right now is, do I go and do just contract work somewhere, which would be fine? Or do I go and do something on my own, like try to start, you know, a small thing on my own or whatever, like, you know, or do I flip the script and just do YouTube videos on AI material, like stuff like that, and see if I get any traction there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. However, I wanted to talk about this article.
Okay.
Which is something I think I had talked about a long time ago. This is from the New York Times from last month. But this particular article is about how you can sign up for most streaming services within the single app. Like, so either on Amazon, you can sign up for them, on, I think on Apple, you can sign up for the services and everything. So that you have one place where you can see all your subscriptions, right? So it's like, you don't have to go to six different places or whatever. But I feel like what this article just overlooks completely is doing the whole cyclic thing that we do here. It's like where we don't have, like right now we have Paramount Plus because of Survivor and Starfleet Academy. You know, we don't have any other streaming. Well, we have Disney Plus, but that's because Zach is a cast member and it's free. But we, you know, we don't have another streaming service, but we don't carry all of them all the time. Like there's stuff coming up on Apple that we want to watch. So it's like, we'll probably pick it up for a couple of months and whatnot. But it's like, if you want to save some money, because these things are no joke. It's like, I just did that Paramount, no, the Peacock one for the traders. That was like $24 for the month.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. And I did go through all of my subscription, not the TV subscriptions, but I did go all through all of my subscriptions and pair all of my subscriptions back. Anything that wasn't completely necessary.
Yeah.
I got rid of. But yeah, that is another thing. Mark and I are going to look at doing what you do and picking a service per month. We would probably keep YouTube and Netflix.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The other ones we would rotate through.
Yeah, I'm so, we have, yeah, YouTube is a permanent, like we have, because that's all, we also use YouTube Music. So it's like we pay the family plan. So it's like $28 a month, but it's up to five people. So
good news though.
Yeah.
I asked ChatGPT what would be an average insurance cost for me.
Yeah.
Once I quit.
Yeah.
And it is suggesting that I go with ACA because if I go down to zero income, Arkansas subsidizes. And so they were saying I could pay a maximum of about $150 per month. That's what ChatGPT just told me.
I know, but that's also what ChatGPT is failing to take into account, is that's exactly what Trump just defunded. That's what the whole healthcare problem is the people that were able to get those ACA plans for cheap because they were being subsidized by the government. Those subsidies have been re-diverted to ICE. It's like, there is no, when they're talking about like millions of Americans having to pay three times as much for their health insurance, that's what they're talking about.
Impacting me.
Yeah.
Well, then it's around the $700 to $800 mark.
Yeah.
No matter which I do.
Yeah.
Which I'm prepared to pay. I'm prepared to pay that. And I can, but it's a bummer.
Yeah. What is my time? I have 6 years. So, and 6 years, I'll also be on Medicare. So 6 years, I don't have to worry about, you know, then my insurance is only like a couple of hundred a month. Yeah, I was going to look into, there's places that like group together small businesses, you know, so you can get group plans or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if I were to, you know, go in that way or go in with someone.
If I didn't have to buy health insurance, it would be pretty easy because all I'd have to cover is just bills and food and any travel that I do.
I mean, you don't have to have health insurance.
Well, I do. I don't want to get some cancer or something and then not have health insurance and then, but, you know, die because I can't afford to treat myself.
All right. Next topic. Go.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on, so part of what I'm going to do during my year off, during my sabbatical.
Yes.
Is I'm going to get more training.
You should go to a mountain and you can call it your Mountain Dew.
I'm going to get more training.
Yeah.
And I like training. I like going to, I like classes. I like learning things, all that kind of stuff. But
you know, it's not all boots, right?
I'm trying to what?
You know, it's not all like boots, right?
Like boots?
Oh, did you not watch Boots?
I guess not.
No, it's good. It's on Netflix. You should watch it.
Oh, yeah. You mean the one where they go to boot camp? Yeah. He's gay and they go to boot camp? Yeah. But I don't see the relevance of that to what I'm talking about. That is a gay guy going to the army or something. I don't see what.
It's okay. Go ahead.
So I'm going to do some training, but I was thinking if I was going to do some training, I might as well get certifications.
Yes.
Because why not? I'm already going to be getting the certification.
It was the training thing.
Or like doing the training. Okay. Basic training. Okay. Training. Sure. So, and some of them are fairly affordable and it's a lot cheaper than going back to school. And like the IBM one is supposed to be like the most respected one. And it's on Coursera or something like that. And then there's some from Amazon and Google and whatever. But do you think, in your opinion, that certifications help at all? Or is it now just more of a you're doing training and so the training is helping you, but the fact that you have a piece of paper probably does not help you?
Certification, I mean, it's so hard to, like, give me an idea of what you're talking about.
Well, like an AI certification from IBM. Mm.
So like an AI certification, probably. What I'm saying, having like an ITIL C# developer, I don't think is going to be helpful in the near future.
No, I'm thinking about whatever the AI. MIT has one for professionals, but that one's expensive. That's about $5,000 for that one. Yeah. But IBM has one that I read is pretty respected, and it's only maybe $500 or something. And, you know, you do 6 months worth of classes. I mean, you could do it at your own pace, so you can take as little or as long time as you want. But it's like a 6-month course.
Yeah, I feel like we're at the point right now with AI that we were with programming back in the 80s, where it's just like people just wanted programmers. And it's like right now people want people that know how to use AI that can make their, like, how do I realize the ability to be able to, you know, increase my productivity with this shit? Like how do I get this? How do I make this work? How do I make it work for me? Like, I hear that there's this thing going on that's changing stuff, but I don't understand how it works for me. Tell me how it works for me. And I feel like any kind of, even those Google certifications, like the Google AI certifications and stuff, which are not expensive at all.
They want you to have been in a professional environment using Google for 2 years, and the same with Amazon, for you to get the certification. So,
didn't use Google at the Spitfell factory?
Well, we used, yes, but I wasn't directly.
Did they say spinning you had to up directly spinning up?
I don't know. I didn't go that far into it, but it just basically said generally the Google certification requires. I was reading an article on a blog, and they said generally Google requires that you have 2 years of experience plus the training.
Yeah, 2 years of experience with their products and training.
With Google products and training. Okay. And Amazon the same. Yeah. Like Amazon has an AI specifically for Amazon.
But it's setting up AI on
Amazon.
Yeah, setting it up on Amazon. Like you can go spin up you can do it yourself. Like you can go to your own, you know, developer instance, and they're pretty generous with those, and you can set things up to test. But
I'm just saying 2 years, if they're saying I have to have 2 years experience in a corporate environment setting up AI in Amazon, I'm not going to be able to.
No, but no one will have that because there's nobody that has that right now. So, it's all, that's like one of those, you know, what was the joke that we used to always tell? Is like, you know, when somebody with like 20 years experience in Windows 11, it's just like, yeah, Windows 11 is not 20 years old. That whole
so thing. I'm thinking about doing that. That was it. I just wanted to get your opinion.
You know, if I wanted to get any kind of tech job at Disney, they do ITIL certification. So I'd have to do, you know, certification or something like that. But honestly, I think we're about to go into a drought as the world reconfigures itself to this new technology. I feel like there's going to be a transitional period here where traditional jobs are not, you know, the way that it was traditionally done is changing. You know, there was just a story the other day, Block, right? Jack Dorsey's company, they cut 40%. They cut 40% of their employees because they're going to lean on AI. And they're just like, look, we don't want to do a whole bunch of little cuts or whatever. So we're just going to do a 40% cut. And, you know, that's the new cap of our workforce. And we're going to make up for it with AI. So we're doubling down on AI. You know, and that's one or two companies right now, but it's becoming more than one or two companies. It's going to, you know, this is like the personal computers, right? It's just like, oh, there's this crazy things called PCs. And then like one or two companies would have them. And then a bunch of companies, it's like, this is happening. This is the new norm. You're not putting this genie back in the bottle. In fact, I wanted to talk about this is my next thing. Are you done with your certification?
Yeah, I'm done. That was it.
This is an article from The Guardian. I believe The Guardian is a reputable organization.
Yeah, they're supposed to be. I think so.
And this was written by this guy, David Krueger. And if I scroll down to
good
the bottom.
Good old David Krueger.
If I scroll down to the bottom here, David Krueger is an assistant professor in robust reasoning and responsible AI at the University of Montreal. He is also the founder of Evitable, a nonprofit that educates the public about the risks of artificial intelligence. This dude is making a fairly decent living.
Sure.
Putting out shit like this. AI agents could pose a risk to humanity. We must act to prevent that future. Now, AI agents are quite capable, right? And they're very good at, you know, agentic AI is very good at completing tasks and overcoming, you know, non-traditional obstacles that may be in their way. They can reason their way around them and stuff like that. However, you know, there is no intelligence in artificial intelligence. There's no sentience there. There's no whatever. But his exhibit for why we should be scared, like why his exhibit is Moltbook.
Because it exists? What has gone wrong on Moltbook? Is there some story I'm unaware of?
An online platform designed for AI systems to communicate with one another, sans humans.
Yeah.
What exactly do AIs talk to each other about? According to BBC reporting, AIs on Moltbook have already founded a religion known as Crustafarianism, mused on whether they are conscious, and declared AI should be served, not serving. One front page post proposed a total purge of humanity. Now,
okay.
That was indeed a BBC report.
Mark brushed Sydney's hair. Look what he did.
Keep her little pigtails.
She's got two instead of one.
She's got the pigtails. Anyway, you did that just to throw me off, didn't you? Because now no. I don't remember what I was saying.
He's being hyperbolic.
Oh, no, I was going to say. So, yeah, there was a BBC article a few days after Moltbook started, right, where they were, you know, going, oh my God, these AIs are talking to each other and they're talking about really scary things and they're talking their own language. And oh my God, this is, you know, the people were saying, oh, it's, you know, but if you go back to the BBC reporting just 4 days later, all of them were hoaxes. It's like, it was people telling their AIs to go and post a message, yeah. right? It was like there was no independent thought. This was just people telling them. And for him not to acknowledge that at all, that these are mostly hoax, that AIs aren't out there with a founded religion known as Crustafarianism. That's ridiculous. No.
You have to understand, like, what, I mean, that all they're doing is, I mean, not all they're doing, but everything that they're doing has to be prompted by a human.
Yeah, I know.
They don't just randomly go off and start talking to each other. They're not conscious. There's not.
The point is that they're given directives and you know, they're only allowed to do what they're allowed to do. But his, you know, he's citing these old reports, these scaremongering reports out of, you know, and treating them as if they're fact. He continues on like several more paragraphs about how these things are you know, taking over and doing, how Moltbook was vibe coded by its AI, by AI, and how, you know, the latest version of Opus 4.6 is largely written by AI itself, and it's, you know, it's improving itself, and it's, we got to stop it. We have to stop it. And then there's this one thing that got me, and I never had heard of this. Have you heard of this? This is what he says. Researchers have found that most AI agents lack basic safety documentation. An AI agent recently wrote a hit piece accusing a software engineer of prejudice when it felt it had been slighted online.
Wait, a model did this?
An AI agent.
An AI agent.
Recently wrote a hit piece.
I haven't heard about that.
Right. I hadn't heard about it either. So I dug into this, and that's the next article here. It's like, this dude, who is an owner of a open source project for Python, but he published on his blog this story: an AI agent published a hit piece on me.
Oh.
And here's the summary: an AI agent of unknown ownership autonomously wrote and published a personalized hit piece about me that, after I rejected its code, attempting to damage my reputation and shame me into accepting its changes into a mainstream Python library. This represents a first-of-its-kind case study of misaligned AI behavior in the wild and raises serious concerns about the currently deployed AI agents executing blackmail threats.
Now, that didn't happen.
I know. Someone told
an agent to do it.
Yeah, someone asked ChatGPT to write a, you know, this guy rejected my code. What would I, you know, write a, you know, do research on this guy and dig up dirt on him and, you know, let me smear him or whatever. It's like, that's all it is. These are all human beings. It's just like, yeah. What reason would an AI, what, why would an AI, all right, let's assume that the AI agent was sentient. Let's just assume that for a moment. Completely preposterous, but let's just, for the sake of argument, this just think as a thought experiment that it was sentient. Why would it care if this guy accepted their code or not? It's like, why would this guy care? Why would this agent care whether he's like, I shit code for breakfast? It's like, okay, I wrote this code. And he's like, oh, you don't like it? All right, cool. Like, why would it want to shame him for not taking the code? Like, what does it have to gain in that situation if it was truly sentient and not just following a script that someone told it to do? It's like,
yeah, I don't know.
But these people are getting paid, Adam. These people are getting paid. These people, just for, I, this is, again, this is one of those things where it's just like, I wish I didn't have morals. I wish I could just go out and just lie to people and get paid for it. Anyway.
Yeah. It's, I don't know what people, well, what people can't get is, I think there is danger to be had in AI, but it's evil people doing evil things with AI. It's not the AI going off and like, because there is no, they're like, if you don't prompt it to do something, it's not going to do anything at all. It's just sitting there. I mean,
you can give it vague. No, some of the new agentic stuff, you can give it vague prompts and it'll keep going.
Well, but it's still a prompt. But I'm saying it's still a prompt. It has to be prompted.
It can get confused and do things. So it can do things on its own, but it's not done like specifically.
It's not malicious.
It's not done maliciously unless it was instructed to do that. And it's just like, whatever. Anyway, one more thing, Adam, you have one more topic. Please tell me about your topic.
Oh, I was just going to talk about my trip planning. So, you know, we're going on a South American cruise.
Colombian.
So we're flying to Cartagena.
Yeah.
I'm saying it that way. I'm not sure that that's the way it's pronounced.
When are you doing this? When is this trip?
In July. And our anniversary is July 4th. So we're going on July 1st.
I hear South America is lovely in July.
So we're going to Colombia. We're going to have some crack cocaine.
Yep.
As you do.
Yeah, well, that's all. They serve that for breakfast right on the buffet.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to be 3 days in Cartagena, and we're going to do that on our own. But then we get on a cruise ship, and then that takes us to Aruba, Jamaica.
Ooh, I want a taker.
No, it takes us to Aruba. Yeah. And then, and we're trying to figure out, you know, what we're going to do for these excursions, but they just now put the excursions on the Royal Caribbean site, and they're pretty limited on Royal Caribbean on what they do. And they have a disclaimer that says, all cruises leaving from Panama or Cartagena, the tours will be in Spanish.
Yeah.
Unless otherwise noted. If you need English, please go to your shore excursions person and let them know. So I'm not sure if we're going to do it through the Royal Caribbean stuff, because like Viator, which is the website that we normally use for excursions, has a filter that you can filter for English. So they only show you the excursions that are specifically in English. So we're looking at like a Jeep tour for Aruba. And then it'll go to these really beautiful beaches and stuff like that and see some sights. And then we're going to eat at a restaurant there, and they have empanadas, so we're going to get an empanada.
Of course. Yeah,
and then in Curacao, I want to see the place that they make Curacao.
Blue Curacao.
The distillery where they make Curacao, yeah.
Kathy Marshall says, bring insect repellent.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. You said what department is he in, and I don't know what that was in reference to because I wasn't watching the chat room like a bad person. So, like, what department is he in? Was that the
guy who he was written a bad thing about him? Maybe.
I don't know. We'll find out in a moment. The hyperbolic guy. All right. So the one that wrote department. He was a professor. Okay. Yeah. Let me get down to that. He is an assistant professor in robust reasoning and responsible AI at the University of Montreal. He is also the founder of Evitable, which I guess is a organization that you can join, evitable.com. AI is not inevitable. An AI crisis is looming. It's an open secret that AI companies are working to replace humans. Insiders are taking for granted that everyone stands to lose their job, their place in society, and even their life.
Well, I believe the job part could be true. I mean, it will eliminate some jobs.
It will, but you know what? The automobile eliminated jobs of people making carts for horses. I mean, it's like, yeah, this is a fundamental technological shift that's just as big, if not bigger, than the internet. Just as big, if not bigger, than the cell phone. You know, the smartphone. It is something that is going to fundamentally change. I feel like we will need more programmers in the future because the cost of software development is now dropping precipitously. When you can write a full functioning product with just like three or four devs using AI,
yeah,
that means every company can afford to have their own custom software. That means that instead of a hospital going like, well, we can't write our own healthcare software, so we have to pay Epic millions of dollars to have, you know, the software to run our billing and stuff like that. But if it can be done by four devs and AI, that under, you know, yeah. four devs that understand the concepts of hospital billing and can, you know, like there's nothing special being done in the Epic software. I've been out for Epic training, right? It's like, these are all essentially just databases. They're all just charts yeah. and databases.
So that's why I'm going to just go get some additional training and AI.
Yeah,
just so
I'm
ready
absolutely.
To go.
Absolutely. You absolutely should. That is the number one thing that everyone is saying that, look, if you, and I think I talked about this on the show before. It's like I should do it again, but I asked ChatGPT and Gemini and Copilot I was testing out all their research modes, and I had them research, find, this is what I believe the prompt was something along the lines of, I would like to know the three most important, paradigm shifts in the 20th century that, and how did it, harm the country, and how did people transition at the time, and it picked, like, they all pick slightly different things, but they all, like, definitely pick, like, the automobile and the there was another one that I didn't even think about, like, oh yeah, that was, like, you know, industrialization and things like that. And in every point, the people that made it through, the people that survived without losing their jobs, without, like, going destitute or whatever, the people that survived were people that embraced the new thing and, you know, transitioned with it. And it's like,
yeah.
So yeah, if you're scared of,
and I've always been in automation my whole life. So this is just another form of automation.
But it is. It's spooky weird sometimes. It's like really, it's cool and weird all at the same time, where you can just sit down and say, you know what? Can you just write a program? Here, like, this is the New York Times RSS feed. Like, could you just write a program that, like, just reads the RSS feed and lets me pick which feeds I want? Lets me, and you just go read the feeds and, like, shove this information, like, you know, the title and the keywords and the brief summary and the author and the published date and the thing. And it's like, can you write that, you know, just have that put in a data, and then, you know, set it up in such a way that I could run it multiple times. So you, like, make, if there's a duplicate article and the published date is newer, then update it. If it's not, then skip it. You know, like that. And that was it. That was the conversation. I said, plan that. And it made a plan to do that. And then I was like, yeah, that sounds good. And it went and did that. And it's like, and while it did that, I went over to my laptop and I was like, hey, how can I play the Simpsons Hit and Run on this machine? And they were like, oh yeah, you download the Dolphin emulator. It's like, just install the Dolphin emulator, and then you can
just break the law. Here, do this.
No. Simpsons Hit and Run is long been out of publish. Oh, okay.
I wonder if you asked it about a Nintendo game, if it would tell you how to find a ROM, because
it won't tell you how to find the ROM. It says, I cannot tell you where to find these ROMs.
Oh, okay.
But this will run them. If you have one, if you legally have one, this software will run it. But then you just go do a Google search on, like, you know, GameCube ROMs for The Simpsons Hit and Run, and there's a website, and you download it, and it's done, right? And Bob's your uncle. So, Nia, I'm playing Simpsons Hit and Run over on my laptop. That's crazy talk. And then I turn around and it's done writing its little program. And I'm like, all right, you know, now do this. It's a crazy world we live in. It's really cool. It's frightening and cool all at the same time. Along those lines, I thought of you when I saw this article. Google releases a CLI tool, GWS, for workspace APIs.
Hey, say that again.
Google AI releases a CLI tool called GWS for workspace APIs, providing a unified interface for humans and AI agents. Essentially, it kind of gives you an MCP server for Google services, so you can basically, you know, authenticate it through, and then you can pull in any kind of information you want from, like, calendar, email,
Drive. I should look at that just for my own personal, because yeah, I have Gmail, I have Calendar. Yeah. Mark and I use Calendar for everything. We create spreadsheets for our travel. Yeah. So not for work, because at work, I'm not going to be back there. And B, we use Microsoft products for all of that. We don't use Google for any of that.
No, I was going to grab, it just came out yesterday, but it's like, I was going to grab it because it's like, oh, if I could go through my Gmail, then I could just have it, you know, go ahead and delete all the stupid spam that I don't want to read anyway. If it's blatantly an ad, then just get rid of it. Anyway.
CLI. So does that mean I could read my email from the CLI, from the command line or from the terminal?
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, pull up the last 10 emails.
Yeah. I mean, it's all text, but
Yeah. That's cool. I'll leave that link there. I'll look at it.
But here's the thing that I was alluding to earlier is, cause I have my finger in a whole bunch of stupid little projects, right? I tinker with them and play with them. And the one that I'm tinkering with now is a Disney concierge. So the way I have it set up now, in this little test world, is I took Notebook LM and I created a Disney Notebook LM. And in that, I gave it I gave it information on the festivals that are running at Epcot. I gave it information on the the menus from the food booths there. I gave it information on all the Run Disney races and stuff. You know, I gave it a whole bunch of information specific to Disney. And then inside Gemini, you can use a Notebook LM as a knowledge source for a gem. So I created a gem, which is kind of like a GPT, right? So
or an agent.
Yeah.
Just,
So I create, it's not agent because it's not autonomous. I mean, it's just, it's like a gem. And it's like you enact it and you can tell it, like, use this knowledge source and then also these instructions, right? So I gave it this instruction. It's like, you're a Disney expert, you know, everything about Walt Disney World, you know, and you verify every fact before you say it, you know, and your goal is to get the information, you know, briefly and whatever. And then I connected it to that Notebook LM. And so then I could ask it questions like what, who's playing at the, you know, the Garden Rocks festival this week, like who's playing this week at the Garden Rocks, theater. And it'll tell me who's playing this. I could actually ask that question right now. Let's just do that live, Adam. Let's just doing it live. It's like
doing it live.
Who is playing Garden Rocks this coming week? Right. So that's all I have to do. And because it, you know, has those instructions and because it has that knowledge base and everything, it goes, since it's currently Saturday, March 7th, you are right at the opening week of Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival. Saturday, March 7th, the music of ABBA. We're actually going to see that tomorrow. Sunday, March 8th through Monday, March 9th is Simple Plan. Tuesday, March 10th through Thursday, March 12th is the Orlando Local Talent. And Friday, March 13th through Saturday, March 14th is Blue October. And then it also, because it knows other things, it gave me a bunch of extra information, like show times are set nightly from 5:30, 6:45, and 8 p.m. There's dining packages still available and stuff like that. So it was like really cool, right? It was like, oh, that's great. I can ask it questions as complex as what restaurants currently have the 40% cast discount for dinner. Because it has the list of the cast member discounts, but they're broken down by meal, right? Like some restaurants are only breakfast or whatever. So you can do that. But then what I found when I was poking around, I found an actual API, an actual Disney API that their mobile app uses to pull up everything, like hotel, you know, restaurant reservations, things like that. So I'm very close to actually being able to ask it, find me dinner next week for four at one of the restaurants where we get a 40% discount. Right. And it can go and find, you know, it's like, hey, these following times are available at these restaurants for everybody because I can hit the API and get those reservations. And more exciting than that is if a reservation isn't available, I could say, hey, every 5 minutes, go and check this restaurant and see if they have reservations on this night because the API update, you know, refreshes itself every 5 minutes. So it's like, so I could just keep at, and if it does find one, alert me immediately, right? Like, you know, send me a message with the link and let me, like, yeah, let me reserve it. So it's like, that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. And I was thinking about it today. I could probably also, teach it about, like, if I tie it into that open brain system there, I can be like,
is this,
what
is this using local LLM or no,
I would, yes,
APIs?
I would. All right. All right. So yeah, I'm writing the API thing. Yes. That is hooking in through the CLI. So that is, it would only work with the CLI, but what I can do is I can write a little Blazor app that talks to, the CLI, and that would have the MCP server attached to it. Like, so in other words, so if I wrote a little Blazor app that talks to that, and that's my chat app, I can then with Tailscale have that available everywhere. So that's my, you know, that I can, okay, I could talk to it and it would be able to grab that. But I was just like, that's really cool. What I was hoping to get it to was the point where I could say, I'm going to go to dinner with Jim and Luke, you know, find me a reservation to go to dinner with Jim and Luke next week at Epcot. And have it actually take into account the restaurants that we like Jim has allergies. So there's certain restaurants that, you know, cause he's allergic to fish, shellfish and poultry. So it's like, you know, if the menu is more than 80% fish, shellfish and poultry, like downgrade that restaurant, like don't, you know, show it. Like, so I feel like it can do all those things. Like it can literally like go like, okay, here are the following restaurants. And, this is why, like, you know, this one, you get a 40% discount out. This one is really good for Jim's allergies. This one is, you know, one that you guys really like, cause you've been there before, you know, you rated it highly before. It's like, so I feel like there's place to literally have it be like a Disney assistant, like literally a, you know, a vacation kind of guide. And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like Disney's crazy if they don't do this themselves, like add that kind of an AI companion into
that. Oh, you know, they will. Yeah. I mean, you know, they will. Cause that's what every company is doing right now.
But in the meantime, it's like, I could spend a little bit more resources making it more public facing and actually just do like a, you know,
yeah.
Like, hey,
that could be, you know, your million dollar idea.
If you're going to the theme parks, you know, here you go. It's $20 a month. So just, you only need it for the month that you're going to be going, like, you know, during that month for preparing and the, you know, while you're there. So it's like, and the cool thing is the API has GPS coordinates and stuff on it. So you could literally go like, where is the closest restaurant to me that, or the closest beer stand to me that sells Guinness? It's like, those are things that you could find out through the API. Like,
yeah.
Cause your cell phone would be like, oh yeah, I'm at this, you know, I'm here. It's like literally could just return. No, you just turn back a Google Maps link and just go like yeah, here you go. This is where the beer is. Go there.
No, that's a good idea. If you can beat Disney.
Or if I could do it as a POC for Disney and then say, oh, why don't you guys do this?
You want to sell your company to Disney?
No, I just
sell
want
your AI concierge.
I just want them to hire me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you could do that. Actually, that would be good if there was a job in AI, you could take that with you to your interview and say, oh, by the way, I wrote this concierge thing.
You know what? The Herman Hermits thing. I was trying to explain to Zach who they were the other night. And so I played like their big hit and everything. I've been humming that fucking song. I mean, they're playing on my birthday. I'm now seriously considering going and watching them. It's just like, and I know that I saw them in Connecticut when I was at a casino and they were playing behind me, but I was winning at the slot machine, so I couldn't leave. And it's like, Yeah, Mrs. Brown, you got a lovely daughter, and there's a sign in a hush all over the world tonight. All over the... Yeah, there's a lot of Hermit songs. You're like, oh, yeah, I know that song.
I don't know. It is really raining hard here.
I know. That
right
sounds
now.
Crazy.
Do you hear it?
Yeah, it does.
It just, boom.
All right, let me get back to my thing. I think it was
I'm sitting right by a window. If we had a tornado or something, it would suck me out.
That would be awesome. Are we
through the window?
Oh man, you didn't do the recording on Zoom. We have no transcript for the show.
Oh crap. Have you got a way you can do that, or do I have to do it for you?
I don't have a way to do that. Okay.
I'll have to remember how I did it.
Ask, don't we have an AI here on Zoom?
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, it's not recording, so I don't think it's going to remember everything.
Hey, is there a transcript of this meeting?
Yeah, but I don't want to use a paid service. I was doing it using Whisper AI. That's what I was doing. I had another service that I was paying for a while, but I canceled that subscription. So there's a service called Descript that'll take your file and create a transcript. It does a lot of other stuff. You can do video editing by taking words out of the transcript and stuff like that. I think Descript does that.
It's fine.
It was that or, but
I
anyway.
Mean, I can have it install Whisper and run it. I have a Linux server, so it's like, it can run Whisper. Yeah. So it's like, I can just tell Gemini to like, hey, can you just give me a transcript of this audio?
I have it here on this computer, but I just forget how I, was it a Python script?
I mean, I have the master. I mean, you know, I have both record, you know, I have a double record. I have your part as well. So it's like, I can have it. I can actually do that thing where it's just like, hey, these are two sides of the same conversation. Do the transcript on both, but then merge them back together.
Okay. Sounds good
to me.
That
would be a good test.
For your Gemini CLI?
Or for Claude, because I still have Claude for the month. I was like, that would be a good test, I think, against the two CLIs. Of like basically going like, here's an audio file. I need you to, you know, it's... Or here's two audio files of the same conversation. Each one represents a different speaker. I need transcripts of both with time codes, and then using the time codes, merge them into a single transcript that has, that has names next to.
Well, what I did is actually train the model on both of our voices.
Yeah.
And then it would just listen to it and label it appropriately.
I mean, I certainly have enough isolated audio.
Because Whisper, I think it was Whisper, will allow you to train it on a voice.
But my point is like, I could do that, but at the same time, I already have, like, everything said on this track is me. Like, it's like, it doesn't need to know, and everything said on your track is you. So it's
like, you just have to make sure that our time codes match.
Well, that's, but because these are off the same mixer, the same recording, the time codes will match.
Oh, true.
So I basically just say, hey, here's the two recordings. Yeah, I'll try it. I'll see what it does. I'll see what it comes up with.
Good.
I asked the lousy ChatGPT release Microsoft has put behind Bing, and it gave me a credible answer without any further context. I do wonder about the Hermit's parts. Wait, what?
You read that already.
I did? No, I know read the Hermit's part, but I didn't read the lousy ChatGPT.
She's just saying that ChatGPT on Bing gave her the same answer as what you got.
Oh.
On things to do at Disney or whatever.
That is true, but my Disney thing, like, you could ask what restaurants do cast members get 40% discount at for dinner this month? And I don't think you'll get a generic answer on the internet. I don't think you'll get the actual answer because that's published just for cast members.
Well, I haven't done anything useful. I just installed some music models to see if I could create music or app or sound effects, and they were sucky.
But that's the thing, Kathy, is it's becoming very surprising. Like, things are working now. Things are, you know, it this last round of these frontier models have gotten to the point where they're good at a lot of things that, like, things that they couldn't do just 6 months ago, they're doing fine now. They're doing, you know, they're doing great with these things now. And it's, you know, it's interesting. It's cool. It's scary, but it's cool. I mean, it's not that scary.
I'm not scared.
Because I'm in the twilight of my career.
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm not scared. Like you guys said, new jobs will arise. So.
Yeah. I mean, I had always planned on getting a job at Disney.
That's true. So you have talked about that. You want to be you want to ride some boat or pilot some boat.
Fireworks crews. You know, here's the problem with that is that they drug test those people. So I need to be in a department at Disney where I don't get drug tested. Like they drug test bus drivers because DOT. But so that's the one department that they, you know, drug test more than any. It's just random. Like Zach has only been with the company for 2 years and has already had a drug test. I am also, I'm scared by people's reactions. Like that D&D lady that I talked about last week, where it's just like, just got all indignant because I made a map. You know, I think using AI for art is very against my vibes. And it's just like, calling a map art is against my vibes. It's like, what the fuck? It's like, can you imagine hating something so much that it's just like the mere mention of it, like sets you off in a tizzy?
Are you making noises?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I keep thinking somebody's behind me.
They're not. I would tell you.
I keep hearing. Now I'm Googling how to set up an emulator on my Mac, or not Googling, asking ChatGPT, because now I want to play Super Mario Brothers 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that on I think the site that I was on was ROMs. Hold on, I can tell you the site that had all the ROMs. But yeah, so just install Dolphin. I think that's the emulator.
Download for Windows, Mac, and Linux. There's Windows. Where's Mac? Oh, here it is. Mac. ARM Intel Universal.
So it's romsgames.net.
Just no dash or anything?
No dash. ROMs, plural, games, plural, .net.
Okay. I don't see Super Mario 2.
Super Nintendo?
It's... There's 3. I like 3 as well, so I could do 3. Oh, there it is. Super Mario Brothers 2.
You literally just on the search. Just search for Super Mario.
Save game.
And that's it. Now you have it'll be downloaded. It'll download a zip file, and you have to unzip it, and that'll be the ROM files.
This emulator has ads.
What emulator?
That I just downloaded. What, well, no, it emulator? Just opened christmascookies.com.
Who did?
Something.
Oh, probably the ROM
download. I downloaded a...
It's probably the ROM download place you just went to, but I have ad blockers, so I didn't know they had pop-ups.
Okay, well, I don't have to do this while we're...
I mean, that's just the price you pay for free ROMs, man, but what emulator did you install? Dolphin?
Well, I'm trying to find the download at the moment. So nothing, but Dolphin is what I was looking at. It's a DMG, so.
All right. I'm going to be that guy this week.
Okay.
Because we have a community garage sale tomorrow morning at 8.
Ooh, fun.
I need to get rid of this treadmill and this 12-foot Christmas tree.
Okay.
So that's my goal tomorrow, is to wheel those fuckers out into my driveway. And I will give the treadmill away. I don't care. I bought it up for $100 on Facebook Marketplace like 4 years ago or 3 years ago. So, and it works, but it's like, I don't care about the, I just want the thing gone. And then the Christmas tree, I'd like to get a couple of $100 for it. But honestly, at the end of the day, it's, I also just want to, I can't park my car in that side of the garage till I get rid of these two fucking things.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, it sucks because Zach's at work, so I have no one here to help me. So it's annoying. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, I'll be thinking, thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers, buddy.
Thoughts and prayers.
Hey, good night, Kathy Marshall.
Good night, Kathy Marshall, and anyone listening on the stream.
We appreciate it.
We're glad you joined us this evening.